I want to mention two other aspects of this culture before turning to my second theme, which is the theme of messianism and Shabtai Tzvi. Within this culture, several of them became involved in a kind of utopian messianism. As you will see, many of these conversos brought with them a kind of Christian cultural intellectual baggage. And as a result, for them, the notion of a messianic figure, a figure who is both human and divine, a kind of Jesus-like figure, was possible to focus, to think about in the context of a messianic man named Shabtai Tzvi. In other words, what I'm saying is that it is quite interesting, and I'll come back to this point, that the conversos themselves, at least some of them, were attracted to the messianic movement which dominated the 17th century within larger Jewish culture. The second point I want to make, and I will develop this point also in a later lecture, is that for at least a minority of these conversos, the rite de passage, that movement from one world to the next, the rites of passage, could not be an easy one. And for those who imagine that by being a Jew, as opposed to being a Catholic, I would rid myself of all of these crazy notions, of all of these orthodox attitudes, of all of these ideas that had no value whatsoever, they discovered, that is, a certain conversos, that rabbinic Judaism was just as complex, was just as dogmatic, was just as close-minded as Orthodox Catholicism was as well. And therefore, for at least several members of this community, the transition, the rite of passage, was a difficult one. I want to mention three individuals in this respect who became heretical, who became opposed to rabbinic Judaism and were thrown out of that community. One is a man named Juan de Prado. Another is Uriel de Costa. Uriel de Costa eventually committed suicide because of the extraordinary challenges he could simply not face, the reality of what Judaism meant and what he imagined it to be. And of course, the third person in this group is himself, Benedict Spinoza, and we will talk about his background and his particular importance to Jewish thought in our next lecture. So clearly, therefore, the converso phenomenon of the 17th century, the creation of converso communities in Amsterdam and Hamburg, in Italy and elsewhere, clearly changes a picture. It brings Jews and Christians together. It creates a new mentality. It creates a new way of thinking about the relationship between Judaism and Christianity, particularly because of the interesting history and legacy of this converso group. Now, my second theme is as interesting and as bizarre as the first. And the point is that they do connect. Here I'm speaking about a phenomenon of a Messiah who declares himself born in Turkey, declaring himself the Messiah in Palestine in the year 1665-66. And then after being caught by Turkish authorities, by Ottoman authorities, decides to convert to Islam. And we all know that if you're going to be a Jewish Messiah, it's not a great idea to convert to Islam or to any other religion for that matter. And we would assume by this point that this Messiah story is over. Just a deranged individual who decides to do a strange thing and converts to Islam. But what is interesting is that the messiahship of Shabtai Tzvi is not over. And that at least among the radical members of his society, they saw in his conversion a secret that would bring about ultimately the messianic end. The historian of the Kabbalah we mentioned before, Gershon Scholem, has written a great deal about this figure, Shabtai Tzvi, and about his movement called Sabbateanism. He argues that essentially the ideas of Shabtai Tzvi, or the rationalization of his conversion to Islam, came from a set of ideas that had been previously in the air, coming out of a community of Jews who had lived in Palestine, particularly in Safed, surrounding the figure of Isaac Luria, a Kabbalist of the 16th century. I won't try to explain how these ideas have made their mark on Shabtai Tzvi, but what I want to offer is a larger canvas in which to understand Shabtai Tzvi. First of all, the story of Shabtai Tzvi. He converts to Islam. A group of his more radical followers, see this as an example. A group called the Donmeh convert to Islam as well. And throughout the 17th and the 18th and even into the 19th century, we have remnants of Jewish families who convert to Islam.